早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们一起来祷告，求神赐下话语。
Let's pray.
主，我们众人来到你的施恩的宝座前面，求你用你的话语来指教我们，也求主赐下力量，让我们能够活出来。谢谢主，我们祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名求。阿门。这段时间是我们感恩的季节。
This is a period of thanksgiving.
我就特别以感恩这个主题，今天呢给大家分享几个信息。
So I want to share today's message on Thanksgiving.
我们在一切顺利的时候要感恩。
We are to give thanks when things are going well.
我们在遭遇困难的时候也要感恩。
We are to give thanks even when we encounter hardship.
因为寻求神的人一定会经历神，一定会经历神的保守。
Because those who seek the Lord will experience God and His protection.
所以要感谢他，直到永远。
That's why we are to thank Him forever.
在诗篇的第二十二篇第六二十六节说：“寻求耶和华的人必赞美他，愿你们的心永远活着。”
In Psalm 22, verse 26, it says, They who seek the Lord will praise Him. May your hearts live forever.
寻求神就能够寻见。
Those who seek the Lord will see Him.
就能够经历他，就能够感谢他。
Will be able to experience Him and to give thanks to Him.
这样的人，他们的心是活着的。
This kind of person's heart is alive.
但是呢一个远离神不去寻求神的人呢他们的心是死的。
However, someone who is distant from God does not seek God. That person's heart is dead.
他们是虚假的活着。
They live a life of hypocrisy.
在罗马书的一章二十一节指出了他们这个问题的所在。
So in Romans chapter 1 verse 21, it points out the state of their situation.
罗马书一章二十一节这样说，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，物质的心就昏暗了。
Romans 1:21. For although they knew God, they neither glorify Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
所以在这个感恩的季节当中让我们再一次回到上帝的面前再一次呢把我们感恩的心给激活。
So during this period of thanksgiving, let's once again come back to God and give Him our heart of thanksgiving.
让感恩成为我们生活的常态。
That thanksgiving come from our life, our lives, it's an attitude.
我们为神过去的保守感恩。
We are to give thanks for God's protection in our past.
我们为神当下的看顾感恩。
We are to give thanks for God for Him watching over us in the present.
我们为神将来的预备感恩。
We are to give thanks for God's preparation for us in the future.
我们回想过去当我们受洗归主以后呢，我们已经是蒙神眷爱，得蒙保守。
So once we have been baptized and belong to Christ, we are already received His love and His protection.
神会擦干我们的眼泪，神会缠裹我们的伤口。
God would wipe away our tears and He would bind our wounds.
我们要靠神的恩典，逐渐地成为神所喜悦的儿女。
We are to lean on His grace to be able to become sons and daughters who is pleasing in God's eye.
这样我们才有尊贵的身份，才能有喜乐的心态，有宽容人的这个胸怀。
In this way, we will have honorable status, that we have joy in our faces, and that we have forgiveness in our hearts.
无论走到哪里，我们一言一行都有属天的这种尊贵。
No matter where we go, that we can have this heavenly kind of honor.
都带着基督的香气。
That we would carry the fragrance of Christ.
世上的人，他不管认识不认识我们，他看到我们的言谈举止，就能够得到鼓励，得到安慰。
People people in this world, when they see our manner, our bearing, that they can't help but admire that kind of a heavenly kind of a fragrance of Christ.
他们就愿意去认识我。最后呢，法老实在是害怕了，他就跟以色列说：“你们快快走吧，快点走。”
And it was after the last plague that the Pharaoh was really, really, he was so terrified. He said, "Go, go, go, get out of here."
但是呢，当以色列人一离开，他们怎么样？他们又后悔了。
However, once the Israelite left Egypt, he changed his mind again.
他就带着这个。埃及的精兵啊，去追赶以色列人。
So he led the all the Egyptian army to chase pursue after the Israelites.
因为以色列人呢，他刚刚离开这个地方，他们内心还是挺害怕的。
Because when the Israelites when they first left Egypt, they were still very terrified.
他看见法老和他的军队呢，就心中害怕。
When they saw the Pharaoh and his army, they were terrified.
他们甚至抱怨摩西说
they even complained to Moses.
我们在埃及期没有对你说过吗？不要搅扰我们，容我们服侍埃及人吗？
So Moses were complaining to the Moses, saying that Pharaoh approached the Israelites and the Egyptians. They were terrified, cried out to the Lord. That day, the Lord said, "So when they were in Egypt,
okay." Because, 他们说呢，就是埃及人呢，就好像他认为呢，就是服侍啊， 埃及人比死在旷野更好，哎，他们就这样想的。
Oh, okay, yeah. So they were saying how it's better to be in Egypt that they than to die in the desert.
所以你看，当时的埃及人呢，就好像以色列人的天敌似的。
Because at the time, the Egyptians they were just like the Israelites and.
就像天敌似的，天敌那个怎么讲 ？Predator 是吧？Predator.
Oh, enemies.
Enemies,
okay.
Yeah. 所以以色列人看见这埃及人呢，不要说反抗了，连逃跑的勇气都没有了，就吓成那样子。
So when the Israelites they saw the troop, when they saw the Pharaoh's troop, that they were so fearful, they didn't even know what to do.
所以上帝在这个时候要坚固他们的心，要拯救他们。
So that's why God wanted to strengthen their faith.
上帝呢就让摩西来安慰以色列人。
He told Moses to comfort the Israelites.
给他们说，你们今天是看见埃及人了，但是今后你们永远不会再看到他们了。
And he told Moses to say to them that the day that save in Israel, so you will, yes, you have, all right, where is that recorded? Okay.
当时呢，这个神呢就吩咐摩西啊，把他的杖伸向海里面去。
So yeah, God told Moses to raise his staff over the ocean.
这时候海水就分开了，分开了，海水分开了。
And the Red Sea departed.
这个呢，又起了大风，这海底呢就有了一片干地。
And there was a great wind, and the ground of the Red Sea was dry.
这是在黑夜当中发生的事情。
And this happened, all happened at night.
这个黑咕隆咚的，突然这个以色列人呢心里着慌，不知道该怎么，哎，发现前面有一片干地，他们就走过去了。
So because God dried up the ground of the bottom of the Red Sea, so the Israelites were able to walk on the dry ground.
他走着走着就走到海里面去了。
And they walked through the Red Sea.
这时候呢，追赶他们的法老的军队也来了。
At that time, the of course Pharaoh and his army were pursuing them.
这个法老的军队呢，跟在以色列人的后面，也走这个干地走过去了。
And when the Pharaoh when they got to this Red Sea, they also were able to tread onto dry ground.
这你追我赶啊，在夜里的海上就走了一夜，在这个海底上。
And so the Israelites took them all night for the Israelites to cross the Red Sea, and then Pharaoh's army pursued them into the sea.
在这黑夜当中，其实以色列人还是处在危险当中。
So all through the night, the Israelites were still in danger.
但是呢，天亮了。
However, daylight came.
就是上帝呢，就从这个云柱当中呢，看了这个埃及人一眼。
So God saw the Egyptians from the pillar of fire and cloud, and he saw the Egyptians.
你知道，上帝一看见一眼，他们就出了问题了。
So as soon as God see the Egyptian, they are in trouble.
那个埃及人的那个车轮子就断开了。
As immediately all of the wheels came off of all the chariots of the Egyptian soldiers.
这时候他们感到害怕了。
And they were terrified.
但是已经晚了。
However, it was too late.
神让摩西呢伸出杖来。
God let Moses raise his staff.
这个海水又合上了。
And the Red Sea closed up.
所以法老和法老的军队呢全都死了。
And so Pharaoh's army was completely drowned and destroyed.
圣经上讲，连一个都没有剩下，全都死了。
Says in the Bible, not one was left.
这时候天亮了。
At that time, daybreak came.
以色列人看见他们脚底下的干地。
And the Israelites saw that they were now again on dry ground.
他们也看见他们两边竖立的个水墙。
When they were crossing the Red Sea, they were on dry ground. They were able to see a wall of sea.
他们 也看见这个远处的水上飘来的埃及人的尸体。
And they also saw the corpse of all the dead. But when God closed the sea, all they saw was the Egyptian troops that they were all dead bodies.
他们明白了，埃及人再也不能辖制他们了。
They understood that the Egyptian could no longer have control over them.
他们的苦难永远的过去了。
Their suffering was forever over.
没有人再逼迫他们去烧砖了。
Nobody would again would just force them to make bricks and do all those to perform all those slave work.
没有人再胆敢去屠杀他们的婴孩了。
No, nobody would again kill their firstborns.
黑夜已经过去。
Darkness was over.
上帝的恩光照亮了他们。
God's light shone on them.
从那一天起，他们的心不再是奴隶的心。
From that day on, their heart was no longer that of a slave.
从那一天起，他们要成为君尊的祭司。
From that day forth, they become priests.
他们要成为属神的子民。
They become sons and daughters of God.
他们要用平安喜乐的心去服侍他们的上帝。
They are to serve the Lord with a heart of joy and thanksgiving.
因为这段时间是感恩节。
Because this is a period of thanksgiving.
当我思想这一段经文的时候，我就想到我自己。
When I think about this passage, I think about myself.
实际上，在我受洗归主了以后，有很长一段时间当中，我的心还是没有放下来。
As a matter of fact, even after I was baptized, there was a long period in which I was not able to let go of my worries.
因为当时有很多的压力，所以白天感到恐惧，晚上感到害怕。
Because I had a lot of pressures. In the daytime, I felt fear, and the nighttime, I felt unease.
直到啊，有一天我读到这段经文。
Until the day when I read this passage,
我的心好像也经历了一次过红海。
It's as if my heart experienced the experience of crossing the Red Sea.
我的生命才真正有了很大的改变。
It was until then that I had a change in my life.
我不再是个好像是前门进狼后门进虎的这种状态。
I'm no longer in the situation where I have to fend off one hardship and then only to have another difficulty come my way.
白天有天父上帝引导我前行。
In the daytime, I have the Lord leading me to walk forward.
夜间我很清楚是神在保守我的平安。
At nighttime, I was clear who was protecting my peace.
信主实在是太美好了。
It's so beautiful to trust in God.
后来我做了传道人。
And then I became a preacher.
我在服侍主的过程当中，我也确实看到有的弟兄姐妹们。
As I'm serving the Lord, I see many brothers and sisters.
如同当年的我一样。
Just like me at the time before I had the peace.
心里面常常胆怯害怕。
Of that they often have fear in their hearts.
有很多的压力。
And many pressures.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们一起来省察自己。
So brothers and sisters, let's examine ourselves.
若是曾经的伤痛还在困扰着我们。
If we are still being bound by our past pains and sorrow.
若是有曾经的失败还在令我们沮丧。
If we are still depressed because of our past failures.
说明我们的心灵还没有这个过红海的这个经历。
It indicates that in our heart we have not had the experience of crossing the Red Sea.
我们大概看到的还是埃及的追兵。
Maybe we only see those Pharaoh's army pursuing us.
我们还没有看到埃及人的尸体。
We have not seen the dead bodies of the Egyptian soldiers.
在耶稣基督的得胜当中。
Under Christ's victory.
红海的水已经合上。
The Red Sea has closed up.
追赶你的、辖制你的，已经不复存在。
Those that what is pursuing you or controlling you or having hold on your life, binding you, those things you have been set free.
噩梦醒来是早晨。
And then as you wake up, it is the morning.
愿高天的阳光把你的心照亮。
May the light from heaven shine upon your hearts.
出埃及记的第十五章是摩西过红海了以后写的一首歌。
So Exodus 15 was a song that Moses wrote after they crossed the Red Sea.
这是摩西所写的歌，也要成为你和我共同的歌。
This Moses' song is it should also become your song and my song.
我们一起来读第一节到第二节，好吗
？Let's read verses 1-2.
那时，摩西和以色列人向耶和华唱歌说：“我要向耶和华歌唱，因他大大战胜。”将马和骑马的投在海中，耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。这是我的神，我要赞美他；是我父亲的神，我要尊崇他。感谢主。
I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him.
在日后的成长过程当中，我们依然会有一些的冲突，有张力。
You know, in the process of growth, we often will encounter conflicts.
神要陪伴我们成长，他也在看顾我们。
God wants to nurture us, and He wants to watch over us. He wants us to grow.
一个人呢，立志按神的心意去生活。
If somebody has made the decision to live, for God.
不是所有的人都会喜欢。
Not everybody will like that person.
今天是这样，古代也是一样。
It's like this now, and it was like that in the past.
有的人看见基督徒敬拜神，就心中不快乐。
So, the
他会给你找麻烦。
有的。
有的人 some people
some people when they see Christian they will give them kind of give them hard time
在历代记下的第十九章讲了一个故事
in 2 Chronicles it talks about a story
讲的是说在犹大国王约沙发时代发生的事情
Talking about King Jehoshaphat in the period of the kingdom of Judah.
这个约沙法呢是个寻求神的君王。
Jehoshaphat was a king who looked after God's will, seek God's will.
他按照神的心意去带领以色列人。
He led the Israelites according to God's wish.
犹大国就出现了属灵的复兴。
That's why Judah, kingdom of Judah, had renewal.
我们每当读到这段历史的时候，我们都很高兴。
So every time we hear about this history, we are so happy.
但是当时有的人就看不惯。
However, some people at the time, they didn't like that.
当时有三个国家就组成联军来攻打这个犹大国。
At the time, there were three kingdoms that came together to attack Judah.
这三个国家是摩押、亚门和希尔山这三个国家。
The Ammonites and the Moabites and then there was the people under the mountain of yeah.
当时这个犹大是个很小的一个国家。
At the time, Judah was a small nation.
土地面积很小。
And their land was
人也不多
and not didn't have a lot of population.
他们对付这三个国家的任何一个国家都很吃力。
So they if the kingdom of Judah they were to face any of these enemies, it would be very difficult.
但是现在他要面临三个国家的攻击。
However, they now encounter three nations coming together to attack them.
在人看来，这是必定失败的。
in man's eye, that's going to be disaster.
约沙法是个爱神的君王。
However, Jehoshaphat was a king who loved God.
神也爱他。
God loved him.
他心中惧怕。
He was fearful in his heart.
他就来到上帝的面前来寻求神的保护。
So he came before God and he asked for God's protection.
同时呢，他在全国就宣告禁食。
And he proclaimed a fast for all of Judah.
全国人民面对危难，一起来求告神。
The whole kingdom of Judah faced this difficulty, and they came together to seek God.
有的人呢，甚至就离开他们所住的城市，到野外去，整夜的去祷告神。
And some of them, also left the city, went into the wilderness to pray all night.
约沙法自己呢，也来到上帝的殿前。
So Jehoshaphat came before God's temple.
他来恳求上帝。
And he came to seek God's will.
他求神来拯救他。
He asked God to save them.
他诚实地把当前的他遇到的难处告诉给神。
He told God the difficulty that they were encountering at that time.
面对仇敌的攻击。
They were facing the attack from the enemies.
我没有力量。
They have no strength.
我也没有办法。
We cannot have the strength.
我只好单单地仰望你。
I can only depend on you.
这时候神就听他的祷告。
At that time, God listened to his prayer.
神就通过先知亚哈西。
And so through the prophet,and one of the prophets, Jehaziel.
在第十五节，这个先知啊，在这个告诉给他二十章十五节。
And verse 15.
耶和华对你们如此说：不要因这大军。恐惧惊慌，因为胜败不在乎你们，乃在乎神。
Okay, 15b, 15b, okay, but, gosh, okay, 15b, all right, so it's recorded in chapter 14, I don't know where it is. Sorry about this. 14B. Anyway, basically saying that the victory is God's victory and not theirs. This war is God's war.
这个当这个先知给他讲完了以后呢，约沙法呢就面伏于地。为神的应许而感恩。
So after this prophet said those things, and then and Jehoshaphat bowed down with his face down and gave thanks to the Lord.
这个犹太人呢，就摆出个很奇怪的一个阵容去打仗。
So the Kingdom of Judah, they had a very strange formation to go to battle.
你看，走在他们队伍前面的不是大能的勇士。
So walking ahead of the army were not these strong soldiers.
而是一群呢敲锣打鼓感恩赞美的人。
It is actually a group of priests who were singing.
在二十章的第二十一节。
In chapter 20, verse 21.
是这样讲的，说约沙法及与民商议了，就设立唱歌唱的人颂赞耶和华，使他们穿上圣洁的礼服，走在军前赞美耶和华，说当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱永远长存。
OK
十章二十一节，你是应该是带下带下第二 second
sorry I'm in the wrong chapter
二十章二十一节在这儿。
Okay. Early in the morning, they left for the desert for, let's see. After consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord, to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying, give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever.
这一天本来是最紧张的一天，是打仗的一天。
That was supposed to be the most terrified day of the, and it was the day of battle.
但是呢，犹大国把那一天过成了感恩节。
However, Judah turned that day into day of thanksgiving.
面对强敌，他们没有胆怯，没有退缩，而是唱出感恩的歌曲，迎着敌人前行。
And they didn't retreat. Instead, they were leading with priests singing thanksgiving to God.
如果从人的眼光来看，这是肯定失败的。
From man's perspective, this is going to be a disaster.
我给大家讲一段历史，真的是失败的。
Well, I can tell you a story, a history, which was a true story.
在这个北宋末年的有一天呢，金朝把这个汴京城给围了。
So it's in the Chinese history of during the Song Dynasty and the king, there was a king, the Qing Dynasty was surrounding the Song, the northern Song.
当时的皇帝叫宋徽宗。
At the time, the emperor's name was Song Hui Zhong.
他把战士的都从城头上下来，然后让一帮道士上到城上去。
He sent all the warriors down away, and then he told all these priests to go up front,
在上面击鼓唱歌,
and to ask them to sing.
结果金兵不费吹灰之力就爬上城头把汴京给攻下了。
And so the king's soldiers they overtook these priests and overtook the city.
同样的事情发生在这个以色列的军队当中，他就能得胜。
However, the same thing that happened to the Israelite army, and yet the Israelites were able to have victory.
发生在咱们中国，他就失败。
When it happened in China, it was a disaster.
因为当时犹大国的军队呢，是属神的军队。
Because at the time, the army of Judah was God's army.
他们爱神，神就爱他们。
They love God, and God loved them.
神要保护他们，神要为他们征战。
God wanted to protect them and go to war for them.
所以他们一定得胜。
That's why they had victory.
所以约沙法依靠的不是一群吹吹打打的这个吹鼓手。
So what Jehoshaphat was he depended on was not a group of people singing.
他是爱他、保守他的上帝。
He loved the God who protected them.
在我们看到后面讲到，当他们唱歌赞美的时候呢，耶和华就派伏兵起来击杀那些攻击犹大人的亚门人、摩押人和希尔山人。
Yeah, so what happened was as these priests give thanks, then God sent against and then he destroyed and annihilated the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir.
神就变乱了联军的心，让他们自相残杀，没有一个逃跑的。
So, actually, God ambushed them and caused them to kill each other.
到了第四天，战争结束了，以色列人完胜。
After the fourth day, after when the battle was over and the Israelites were they had victory.
为了纪念这次战争的胜利，他们就把这个战场啊命名为，比拉加谷。
And the fourth day, they assemble in the valley of Baraka, where they praise the Lord, and that's why it's called the valley of Baraka.
你看第二十六节这样说： 二十六节和二十章二十六节说，第四日众人聚集在比拉加谷，在那里称颂耶和华，因此那地方名叫比拉加谷，直到今日。
Yeah, in the valley of Baraka, where they praise the Lord. This is why it's called the valley of Baraka.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当你立志去活出神的话，立志去荣耀神的话。
Brothers and sisters, when you have made a resolution to live out God's word,
也许你会遇到想象不到的矛盾和冲突。
Maybe you will encounter unexpected conflicts or difficulty.
好消息是什么呢？那个时候你会遇到你人生的比拉加谷。
The good news for you is that you will encounter your valley of Baraka in your life.
所以面对魔鬼撒旦的攻击。
When you have to face all the attack from the enemy, from Satan.
面对生活的挑战。
You have to face all the challenges of life.
面对疾病的困扰。
You maybe face the kind of the difficulties like the soldiers.
面对那些难以言说的冲突。
And encounter those kind of conflict that you can't even describe.
你是抱怨、逃避，还是勇敢去面对
？Are you going to complain and run away, or are you going to bravely face it？
我们要用赞美的声音去面对挑战。
We are to use words of praise and thanksgiving to face our challenges。
因为我们所信的上帝是创造天地万物的神。
Because the God whom we believe is the God who created the heavens and the earth。
是有大能大力的神。
He is almighty and he is all powerful.
是看顾我们的神。
He is the God who watches over us.
他要保守你，让你的流泪谷变成比拉加谷。
He wants to protect you so that your tears will become your. If you are in the valley of tears, they will turn into the valley of Baraka.
他要恩待你，让哀哭变为赞美。
He wants to treat you with kindness and grace so that your crying will become rejoicing.
让坎坷变为平坦。
So that your hardship will become smooth.
让黑夜变为黎明。
That your night darkness will become light.
当称谢耶和华，因他的慈爱存到永远。
Give thanks to the Lord for his love endures forever.
弟兄姐妹们，我鼓励你把你人生的每一天都当成感恩节来过。
I really encourage you that every day is a day of thanksgiving.
你要在感恩当中经历神的同在。
You are to experience God through thanksgiving.
当我们出去服侍主的时候，我们有时候同样会遇到问题。
When we serve God, sometimes we will encounter some problems.
你在现实生活中，你能很清楚地看到，就是说，福音会让人难过。
In practical life, you will see that sometimes when you try to share the gospel, it will cause people to be uneasy.
你会损害到他们的利益。
Maybe you would damage their interest.
他们会辱骂你，会攻击你。
They would probably insult you and attack you.
所以不要为你经历的这些苦难感恩。
So not to give thanks to your hardship necessarily.
要为能把你的苦难变为祝福的神感恩。
You are to give thanks to the God who can turn your hardship.Into joy.
不要为囚禁你的这个监牢感恩。
And don't pray for the prison that maybe you are imprisoned in.
要为能拯救你出监牢的上帝感恩。
You are to give thanks to the God who will save you out of prison.
在《使徒行传》的第十六章
，In Acts chapter 16.
记载了保罗和希拉在腓立比传道时候发生的事情。
It's recorded the story that happened to Paul and Silas as they were preaching the gospel in Philippi.
这两个人呢，在 在这个遇到了一个呢被这个鬼辖制的一个女奴隶。
They encountered a slave girl who was possessed by a spirit.
这个女奴呢就好像会用法术讲出别人一些私密的事情。
So the slave girl by sorcery was able to predict the future.
这个女奴的主人们就通过她这个事儿就发了大财。
So the owner of the slave girl was able to get rich because of her.
结果这一天呢，这个女奴啊，就遇见了保罗和希拉。
So one day this slave girl met Paul and Silas.
结果呢，她就到处讲啊，这两个人是至高神的仆人。
So she went everywhere screaming, "These are men of the Most High God. They are here to proclaim salvation."
这样她讲完了以后呢，保罗这时候的事情是怎么发生的呢
？So after she said these things, what happened?
这时候女奴的主人呢，可能就不能再发财了，要破财了，因为他们遇见了神。
So, The owner, the slave girl owner, they were not happy because after she said these things, then she can't make money for them.
她是把保罗和希拉的事情讲得很清楚，她希望通过这件事呢来辖制保罗和希拉。
See, the spirit wanted to say things about Paul and Silas so to stop them from preaching the gospel.
那个保罗呢，就对附在他身上那个鬼讲话。
So Paul turned around and spoke to the spirit who was possessing the girl.
这个保罗就说：“我奉耶稣基督的名，命令你从这个女奴的身上出来。”
So in the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of her.
这个巫鬼啊，就听见保罗的命令，就从那女奴身上出来了。
So the spirit came out of her, as Paul commanded.
这鬼出来了，这个女仆呢，女奴啊，就不能再讲话了。
So after the spirit left the slave girl, she was not able to predict the future.
这个女奴的主人就没法再发财了。
So her owners were not able to get rich because of that.
然后呢，他们就很生气，就把保罗和希拉给抓起来了。
So they were so mad that the slave girl's owner, so they dragged them to the magistrate.
他们把他带到法庭上控告他们说，这些犹太人算什么东西，竟敢骚扰我们。
So they dragged them in front of the magistrate and they were accusing them of stirring the peace and saying things like, these men are servants, so they are these men are Jews, they are throwing our city into uproar by advocating custom unlawful for us Roman to accept or practice.
就是因为在当时这个罗马人是这个当地的公民，对吧？犹太人他是二等公民。
Because at the time, Romans were the citizens of Rome, and Jews, they were second-class people.
所以当这个腓立比的这个罗马人一听，就觉得这个罗马人受了侮辱，就一起来起来。
So the magistrate, when they heard that, the Romans are being, oppressed? No way.
他们就抓住保罗和希拉。
So they seize Paul and Silas.
把他抓起来，把外衣脱掉，用棍子打。
In order to be stripped and beaten.
打得皮开肉绽，鲜血淋淋。
They were severely flogged.
打完了就把他们放在监狱当中。
And then they were thrown into prison.
当时监狱是里三层外三层，封得非常的严。
And the jailer was commanded to guard them, and then they put them in the most inner cell.
监狱的门口还上了大铁锁。
And put a big chain on the door.
然后呢，给保罗和希拉两个人的脚上还套上木狗。
And then they put them and put fasten their feet, Paul and Silas' feet, with this in the stocks with chains and fetters.
他们是绝对不可能出去的。
So there's no way they can escape.
从人的眼睛看。
From man's perspective.
我们看圣经当中啊，讲到这段例子的时候，讲到二十五节说，约在半夜。
So in verse 25, about midnight,
保罗和希拉呢唱歌祷告赞美神。
Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.
众囚犯也侧耳而听。
And the other prisoners were listening to them.
我在想啊，如果当时是我，我还能唱得出来吗？
I was thinking about if it were me at the time, will I be able to sing?
出来传个福音，被人揍成这样子。
I'm just here to tell people about Jesus and I'm being beaten like this.
肯定是在耶稣面前哭哭啼啼，对不对？
I'll probably be all tears and all pity party.
所以使徒就是不一样。
So apostles, they're just different.
他们就唱歌赞美神。
They sang and praised God.
你看随后发生了什么？
So what happened?
二十六节。
In verse 26.
忽然地大震动。
Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake.
甚至监牢的地基都摇动了。
That the foundations of the prison were shaken.
谁能把监狱的地基给摇动？
So God shook the foundation of the prison.
监狱的门立刻就开了。
And all at once the prison door flew open.
神要和他的子民同在，搭救他们。
God wants to be with his people and save them.
监狱无法来阻挡他们。
Not even jail can keep them.
所以呢，我们在任何的环境下面唱歌赞美真的是非常美妙的事情，你会经历到神的同在。
Therefore, no matter what situation you're in, when you sing praises to God, you will experience miracles.
在赞美声音当中，这时候神的伏兵又动手了。
It was when they were praising God, that was when God's soldier went to work.
监狱的地基被摇动了。
So the prison foundation was shaken.
监狱的门被打开了。
And all the prison doors flew open.
希拉和保罗从监狱当中出来了。
And everybody's chain came loose and all the jailers all left were able to get out.
在诗篇十八篇第三节。
In Psalm 18 verse 3.
我要求告当赞美的耶和华。诗篇第十八第三节。
Psalm 18 verse 3.
我要求告当赞美的耶和华，这样我必从仇敌手中被拯救出来。
I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am safe from my enemies.
这是从旧约到新约到今天所有的圣徒都经历的一句话。
So from the Old Testament to New Testament, all the saints have experienced this.
我们立志去跟随主，不是说是天空常蓝，四季花开。
So if we make resolution to follow Jesus, we're not going to have a roses strewn our path, and it's going not all pleasant.
你会遇到狂风暴雨。
You're going to encounter storms.
但是我们值得感恩赞美的是说，神会拯救我。
However, we know for sure that God will save us.
有神的同在就是平安。
When we have God with us, we have peace.
这是我们每天都感恩的原因。
This is the reason why we give thanks every day.
在感恩的过程当中，你经历这位又真又活的上帝。
And through thanksgiving, you experience this living God, this God who is with you.
在感恩的声音当中，你的生命才能成长。
It is in the voices of thanksgiving that you are able to grow in your life.
感谢神医治我们，擦干我们的眼泪。
Thank God that He healed us and He wiped away our tears.
感谢神眷顾我们，让我们的仇敌逃亡。
We thank God that He saved us, protect us, and He chased away our enemies.
感谢神保守我们手中的工作，让我们把福音传遍。
We thank God that He protect us in our work so that we can complete our works of salvation, preaching the good news.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我勉励你们，真的是每天都过感恩的生活。
That's why, brothers and sisters, we are to live days, give thanksgiving every day.
不只是在感恩节这一天。
Not just in during Thanksgiving holiday period.
让我们一起来读腓立比书的六章，腓立比书哈，这个第四章六到七节哈。
Let's all read Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你，因为你知道我们众人的道路，你要安慰我们，你要带领我们，我们为此献上我们的感谢。愿意我们在你里头的每一天都是感恩的日子，愿你的恩光伴随着你儿女的脚步，求主指教我们，带领我们做一个感恩的人，让我们也明白在你那里没有克服不了的困难，没有冲不破的难关。求主扶持我们，让我们用感恩的心去度我们在世的日子。听我们众人的祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名求，阿们。
我们会用460首来做我们的回应诗歌。460, make me a blessing. We sing all three verses. Please all rise. Highway and byways of life, many are weary and sad. Carry the sunshine where darkness is rife, making the sorrowing glad. Make me a blessing, make me a blessing.Sing out all my life, may Jesus shine. Make me a blessing, may he, I pray. Make me a blessing.Someone today, tell the sweet story of Christ and His love. Tell of His power to forgive. Others will trust Him if only you prove through every moment you live. Make me.A blessing, make me a blessing, all my life.